So let's review. In order to explain the previous Mishnah, the Gemara introduces a discussion regarding the rationale of the liability for Esh. As the Pasuk states, Ki seitzi Esh matzah kaitzim benachal gadosh ayakama ayasadeh shalom yisham hamavre asabeira. The person lit a fire on his property, and the fire spread on its own to another person's field where it caused damage. He is liable for full damages. The question is, why is the person chayiv? He did not light the fire at the place of the damage. It seems that he merely caused the damage indirectly. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Isha Mishim Chetzav. Rabbi Yechanan explains that one is liable for Esh because it is considered Niski Gufa, as if the person caused the damage directly, similar to one who shoots an arrow in one place and it causes damage, or kills a person in another place. He's liable because it is Kaiche. He initiated the force of the arrow's motion, and whatever the Chetz does is considered his doing. So too, all the damage caused by the spreading fire is considered his doing, and as Rashi adds, Afila hidlik begachelas sheinu shaloi chayiv. Even if he used someone else's coals to light the fire, he's still chayiv because the esh is chitzav. For Shlokesh amar esha mishum mimaynai. Shlokesh explains that esh is considered niske mimaynai, his property causing damage, and therefore begachelas sheinu shaloi potter. If he used someone else's coal, he's potter because the esh was not mimaynai. The Gemara continues to explain that Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with esha mishum mimaynai because mimaynai is be mamasha, or less be mamasha. A person's property has substance, while the flame has no substance. While Rosh Lakish disagrees with Isha Mishav Chitzav, because Chitzav Mikoichi Kazli, Hailoi Mikoichi Kazl, the arrow travels by the person's force, while the fire spreads by its own force. The Gemara proceeds to explain several Mishnayos according to both Rabbi Yechanan and Rosh Lakish, and begins with our Mishnah in the previous staff, which states, HaKelev Shanot L'Charara V'Halach L'Gadish, Ochel HaCharara V'Hidlik HaGadish. If a person's dog entered another person's property and took a biscuit that had a coal attached to it and carried it to a field, where the kelev ate the charara, and the coal set fire to the field or a pile of grain. Ala charara mishalm nezik shalom, v'ala gadish mishalm chatzi nezik. For the biscuit, the dog's owner must pay full damages, simply because there's shashin for which one pays nezik shalom. While for the grain, he pays only half damages. The question is, why does he pay for the gadish, and why only chatzi nezik? According to Rabbi Yechanan's opinion of Isha Mishim Chitzav, Ala Godesh Misham Chatzi Nezik because Chitzav the Kelev, he's Chayiv because the fire is considered an act of the Kelev. However, this Eish is only considered Tzroiris, an indirect act, like damage caused by stones kicked up by an animal as it walks, for which one only pays Chatzi Nezik. It must be pointed out that in this case it is Niskim Mimaynai, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, but the operating principle is Isha Mishim Chitzav. However, if a person causes damage with Eish, he pays Nezik Shalom, because there is no reduction of Tzroris for a person. According to Rish Lakish's opinion of Isha Mishim Mimaynai, this Eish was not Mimaynai, but the Nizik's fire. Therefore, we must say, Hachamayaskina de Adye Aduye. The Mishnah is speaking of a case of where the Kelev threw the burning coal directly onto the pile. Therefore, Vamokim Gacheles Misham Chatzin Ezek. On the area where the coal itself burned before the fire spread, he pays Chatzin Ezek, because the Hezek of Gacheles was through the Kelev's force, which is Troiris. Valgodish Kula Potter. On the area that burned after the fire spread, he's Potter, because the Hezek of Esh that spread was not Chitz of the Kelev, and the Esh was not Mamoine. And according to Rish Lakish, the Mishnah cannot be speaking of a case of Antcha Anuche, where the Kelev actually placed the coal onto the Gadish, because there would be no Chatzi Nezik. Rather, Amokim Gecheles Misham Nezik Shalom, because it is Regal, Valgadish Kula Potter, because the fire that spread was not Mamoine. However, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Mishnah can be speaking of both cases. In the case of the Adya Duye, he pays Chatzi Nezik for both Amokim Gecheles, Valgadish Kula, because it's old Sreiris. And in the case of the Antcha Anuchi, Amokim Gecheles Misham Nezik Shalom, because it is Regal, Valagodish Misham Chatzi Nezik, because it is Tzreiris. A later Mishnah states, Gamal Ton Pishton V'Ovah B'Shus Ram. A person overloaded his camel with bundles of flax and walked through a public area. Nichnasa Pishton Elotech HaChanus V'Dolka B'nei Reishal Chen V'ni V'Hidlik Esabira. The flax protruded into his store, where it caught fire from the storekeeper's flame, and the fire spread and burned the building. Baal Gamal Chayev, the Gamal's owner, is liable. However, if the storekeeper placed his flame in the Rishus HaRabim, and the flax caught fire and burned the Bira, the Chen B'nei is liable. According to Rabbi Yechanan's opinion of Isha Mishim Chitzav, in the Reish where the lamp was inside, Baal HaGamal Chayev because Chitzav the Gamal Hu. His Peshi and overloading the Gamal caused the fire to spread and burn the Bira. While in the Seifa, where the lamp was outside, Chen v'ni chayim, because it chizz of the Chen v'ni, his peshi and placing the fire outside caused it to spread. According to Rish Lakish's opinion of Isha Mishnah Memaynai, this Isha is not Memaynai of the Bala Gamal. Therefore, we must say the Mishnah is a case of Kagun Sha'amda Lahatl Meimeha. The Gamal stood in one place to relieve itself, and Vesichsicha, the flax set the fire to the entire Bira. But the Isha did not spread on its own. Therefore, Reisha Bal Gamal Chayiv, because through his Pshia, his Gamal actually burnt the Bira. While in the Seifa, Chen V'ni Chayiv, because through his Pshia, his Ner caused the Bira to burn. A later Mishnah states, Hamalik is Agadish Bahigdi Kafis Leiv Evet Samach Leiv Nisuf Imoi Chayiv. If a person set fire to a pile of grain, and one person's goat was tied up within, and another person's servant was untied within, and they were all burned, he's liable to pay for the Gadish and the Gedi, because since he is not Chayiv Misa with Evet's death, since he was able to escape, the concept of Kimla B'Dramine does not apply, because here is no Einash Chamer to absolve him of the Einash Akal. However, Evet Kafas Levi Gedi Samach Levi Nisuf Imai Potter. If the Evet was tied up, and the goat was not tied up, and they were all burned, he's not liable for the Gadish and the Gedi, because since he is Chayiv Misa for the Evet's death, since he was not able to escape, the concept of Kimle B'Dramine does apply and the Einish Chamer absolves him of the Einish Akal. Now, according to the opinion of Isha Mishim Chitzav, he is Chayiv Misa for the Eved's death because he actually caused the fire to spread, which is considered Gufoy. While according to Isha Mishim Memaynai, he would not be Chayiv Misa for the Eved's death because it was only Memaynai but not Gufoy, therefore we must say, Hachma Yiskinon, Kishahitzis B'Gufoy Shel Eved. He actually set the Eved on fire, for which he is Chayiv Misa for the Eved's death. A later Mishnah states, Hashaleichas ha-be'er b'yadcher shayt b'katan, patam b'din adam b'chay b'din ha-shamayim. If a person handed his fire to a cher shayt b'katan, and the fire spread and caused damage, he is not held liable by Bezdin, but he has a moral obligation to pay for the damages. According to Rabbi Yechon, who holds Isha Mishim Chitzav, Chitzav the Cherishu, he is patar in spite of the fact that it was Mamayna because it was through Chitzav the Cherish that the ish spread, and therefore Rabbi Yechon holds, Afila Masalei shall have his nami patar. Even if he handed them a burning flame, he is potter, because Savta the Cheresh Kagarm. The Cheresh brought the flame to the Makam Hezek, and it was Chitz of the Cheresh. While Rish Lakish holds Isha Mishim Memoinai, and makes a distinction, Masla Gecheles V'liba potter. If he handed them coal embers with no flame, which cannot cause a fire, and then the Cheresh Eid B'Katan fanned the flame and caused the fire, the Mishnah rules the owner is potter, even though the Eish was Memoinai, because Leibari Hezekah. He was not Peshaya because the fire was not fit to spread and cause damage on its own. Avashal Hev is Chayef. If he handed them a burning flame, the owner is Chayef from a Mainai because the Habari Azeke. He was Peshaya as the fire was fit to spread and cause damage on its own. Rava says, Kra umasnita misayel Rabbi Yechanan. Both the Pasuk and the Braisa support Rabbi Yechanan that Isha Mishim Chitzav, as the Braisa explains, the Pasuk begins with Kiseitzei Eish, which implies Teitzei Me'atzma, the fire spreads on its own. And the Pasuk concludes with Yishalam Hamaver Es HaBe'era, which implies that he actually lit the Gadish. Therefore we must say, Shema Mino Isha Mishim Chitzav. If he started a fire, it's as if he actually spread the fire. This discussion continues in the next daf.